Everybody, this is Dan from Unschooling with Kai. I'm here, of course, with my main man,
Kai.
And we got some other animals here, stuffed animals.
I got Shaggy recently from...
Shaggy.
It's like a big, just...
Big old bunny bear dog thing.
It looks like a slipper. Really kind of big.
Uh-huh.
And I got it from IKEA a couple weeks ago, right? Maybe a month ago.
Yeah, maybe. Okay.
About a month ago. And then I have Parkour Bear.
Parkour Bear is really old.
Yeah, he's probably been around since
He was originally Bear Bear?
Yeah, or no, Kuma-san.
Kuma-san, right.
Which is a bear in Japanese.
Bear, Mr. Bear.
Mr. Bear.
All right. Today we are doing working dogs.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Parkour Bear is also really good at parkour, hence his name.
He is really good at parkour. We're doing military working dogs, or MWDs.
Yeah.
Right? It's probably not even easier to say MW.
MWDs. Just call them MWDs.
MBUBs?
MBUBs. Yeah, MBUBs. MBUBS.
All right. So we have some... we have some updates.
Mm-hmm.
And then some jokes to start us off with. Mm-hmm. Here we go. So updates. Here we go. This one I told you today that I found out. Aircraft carrier jets, because we did two episodes on aircraft carriers, and hey, Ant, get off my phone. Nah, I'll just let him go.
Whatever.
Aircraft carrier jets, when they're landing on the aircraft carrier,
They need to go full speed.
Yeah, they full throttle it, which seems, like, counterintuitive. It seems like the opposite of what they should be doing because they're trying to stop, right?
It seems dangerous, and it is.
But the way that they stop is from that arrestor wire. Mm-hmm. One of the three?
Three or four. How strong do those things need
really
to be?
Strong. They're steel cables.
They need to be able to stop, like, a 500... Or like a 500, like a maybe.
Like a shooting star.
Or like a 20-ton jet.
Yeah.
That's just coming in at like 500, no, 200 miles, around 200 miles an hour.
Probably, yeah, maybe. So, but they, so that's what slows them down. And the arrestor wires have like weights on them. So they get, mm-hmm. It's like a weighted system. So mm-hmm. That helps. But if they miss all of those arrestor wires, then they have to be able to take off again. So they actually, as a backup, right, a fail safe,
mm-hmm.
They have to do full throttle as they're landing.
Yeah.
Seems like such a waste of energy, doesn't it?
Yeah, you told me that.
Yeah.
But it's probably for the greater good because you don't want people dying.
You don't want them flying off the end and then getting
spadoip.
You don't want them spadoiping off the end.
I wonder if it's happened before. They had to full throttle and then missed all the arrestor cables and then go up.
Yeah,
probably.
It definitely has because I've seen video of it.
Oh really?
Yeah. All right, couple more. Here we go. We learned that raccoon dogs. Which are like pretty close relatives of canines, right?
Mm-hmm.
They are canines, but they're close relatives of like, I guess, dogs. They are possibly linked to the origin of COVID because, when they went to like the scene of the crime in Wuhan, China, they were doing kind of, I guess, like DNA type testing
mm-hmm.
to figure out like where the first strains came from. And those DNA testings had the raccoon dogs in them.
Like raccoon dog DNA?
Yeah, so it's like, it's not like a causation. It's not like definite, but it's pretty good evidence that raccoon dogs were the ones that were carrying it and before it transferred to humans.
It's a block. It's a wooden block of evidence. It's a concrete block.
Let's see here. I also read recently that they're working to train honeybees, going back to our honeybee episodes, our bee episodes.
Little fuzzy butt bees.
They're working to train honeybees to sniff bombs.
Whoa.
So I learned from the bee thing, I learned it because I was looking up dogs. It was all a book on training animals to do things.
That's cool.
For like military type stuff. Mm-hmm. And they had like horses, well, dogs obviously, but then horses and also bees.
Yeah, which is cool.
That's crazy.
What? Oh, that was that one. Can we get that again? I want to get that again.
All right, we'll get it again. I'll write it down. The last update that I have is that I was watching this movie Apocalypto, which is definitely not like a kid movie. It's definitely pretty intense and gory. You saw a little bit of it, right?
No.
Yeah, I was watching it on
I didn't see it.
Peacock.
Oh, was it that one where the guy has eyes on his back, on the back of his hood, and then there was like a carnival, and then like the lights went out and there's a cloud? No.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
It was.
But.
Do you remember? It was like there was one, a movie where like.
Was this recent, dude? Because this was recent.
Yeah.
Well, all right, moving along. So Apocalypto was this movie about kind of indigenous people that were like warring with each other and like turning some people into slaves and whatnot. But what happened was somebody got their leg cut really deeply. And they used ant jaws to basically stitch the wound shut. Didn't I show you that part? Trap jaw ants.
They do that. I feel like I've heard like about indigenous tribes.
Right, that's what we researched about. So like, it was kind of cool to see that actually.
In a film.
Yeah, outside of our podcast.
I wonder if it was just CGI. It's probably CGI.
Okay. Yeah, so those are our updates and
jokes.
Got two jokes for you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. What is a dog's favorite song after a bath?
I don't know.
Shake It Off by Taylor Swift.
Because you're shaking the.
Shake it off. Yeah.
You're shaking off the water.
Yeah. And then another dog joke.
Another one.
I met a dog that was trained to help blind people. Mm. Apparently, he's blinded 3 people already.
I don't get it. No, I don't get it.
Like, you expect that if he's supposed to help blind people, mm-hmm. that he helps lead them around?
Mm-hmm.
But what the ant, like the... The line of the joke is apparently he's blinded 3 people already.
Mm-hmm.
Like he actually harmed them and stopped them from seeing.
Oh my gosh.
That's a good punchline, right?
That's a good one.
All right. Yeah, so military working dogs. Let's do it.
MWDs.
All right. So this section, we're going to talk about kind of the capabilities of military working dogs, or as you call them,
MWBs.
Like what are they trained to do? What are they able to do?
Well, they sniff out like bombs and IEDs or otherwise as improvised explosive devices.
Right. Yep.
And I guess they can have like you could do like a search and rescue with them.
Yeah, definitely.
You could get like sniff out like weapons, like RPGs.
Yes.
Rocket propelled grenades.
Weapons and ammunition.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like bullets and mm-hmm. missiles and stuff like that.
Rounds.
Right. What else?
I actually don't know. I think that's it, isn't it? Yeah.
There's a lot. But I think that's most of it.
Yeah, that's the main portion.
Yeah, that's the main. Really sniffing out stuff is big. One thing that they also sniff out is tripwires. So a wire that you accidentally kick while you're walking that sets off an explosive device.
Wait,
so they'll sniff that too.
Oh,
or,
so they're like, stop. And then you're like, oh, they're...
They hold their hand up and they're like, hold.
All right, stop.
Yeah, so then they also sniff drugs And drugs, which doesn't seem like a military thing. Like, it doesn't seem like that's important.
No.
But in U.S. airports and train stations, they'll use military working dogs to go around and sniff.
At Philly, the Philly airport, at Philly International, I'm pretty sure they have dogs.
That sniff? And
I watched, like, Business Insider or something, or Insider, and it was like, they train dogs, and this is his handler Mike or something, and this is the dog, this is whatever the, like, the dog's name, and like that they work at Philly International Airport. And
oh, cool.
Yeah.
So I wonder if those dogs were trained in the same place,
Lackland,
or if there's a bunch of places that train those type of dogs.
Maybe they're, like, at a police center or in the airport itself, there's, like, a training facility somewhere.
I doubt that.
I doubt it as well, but I don't... You never know.
All right, that's a question to figure out. Another thing that they do is they will bite or attack on command.
Uh-huh.
Like, run and attack someone.
Good.
They can track the scent of a person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like running away.
So whether it's a bad guy or a good guy.
Like, I guess. Lost, or if it's just a crime or something, I don't know.
Right. Any of that stuff.
A lot of possibilities.
They can also parachute jump.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have, like, a little harness that includes, like, a little hold, like a handhold kind of thing on the back, and you can clip them into a parachute.
It's cute.
I know. Yeah. And then, a show of force. Do you know what that means?
No.
That's like when we did aircraft carriers. We talked about, I think it was the four ways that aircraft carriers helped the U.S. And one was projection. Do you remember that?
Yeah. We were like, what is that?
Basically, a show of force is like when you can prove to other people that you have power. That way, it deters them from doing anything dangerous or acting against you.
Dominance.
Yeah, establishing dominance, that kind of thing.
Establish dominance.
So that's called show of force. And they can also detect, like, people or even bodies in rubble.
Uh-huh, like what I said.
If there was an explosion or if, earthquake. Anything. Or even help, right?
Earthquake. Yep. They could jump out of a C-17 or C-130 and with their little doggo harnesses, and they're like, go,
move out.
Yeah, they have little guns as well.
Exactly. So why are dogs better equipped, or why can dogs do different things better than humans? Well, in terms of, like, military types things.
I think our noses only have, like, 5 million somethings, but the dogs have, like, 100 million somethings.
I guess they're smell receptors.
Yeah. Ours is 5 million, theirs is, like, 100, maybe to 120.
What I have...
Like a specific, like, small breed of dog, I forget what it is.
Yeah.
But they have, like, 120 to 130, I'm pretty sure, million
receptors. So, what I can tell you is this. The smell part of their brain is 40 times bigger. And they detect smells 100 times better than humans. Mm-hmm. But I also do know, like, within that number, is that inside of their nose, as you're saying, they have way more of those smell receptors and way more of folds and space for all of those receptor cells to take in different information.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So obviously that's going to help them do sniffing. And then here's a really cool fact that I found.
Wait, hold on. Go ahead. Is the smell receptors like cells?
Yeah.
Oh, so we have like 5 million cells, but they have 120 million cells.
Of those specialized cells in their nose, yeah.
I wonder how many cells are in the human body. Probably like a good digga 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 digga.
Probably like quintillion or something.
Quaquagillion. Quaquag.
All right, so military working dogs still detect bombs more accurately and quickly than the best technology that humans have ever made.
Probably like a metal detector or some laser pointer or something.
Yeah, probably even better than that stuff. Soldiers alone will find about roughly 50% of the bombs that are kind of hidden in the areas that they're patrolling. Mm-hmm. But also, like, with military working dogs, they'll find up to around 80% of the bombs
that are hidden. Oh, that's like a 30% increase.
Yeah, so isn't that cool?
Yeah, wait, 5, 6, 7, 8,
That's right. 30%. Yeah. You got that. Woo-hoo! And then another thing that they do, and I think you're going to like this part, okay, is that they keep up troop morale, because they give a lot of love at the end of the day, and they're loyal, and they're looking for pats. They go around to all, like, the soldiers and say, pat me, pat me. And they bring cheer. They also bring cheer to wounded soldiers in hospitals.
Aww.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cute.
I kind of want my own.
M-bub. M-bub, yeah.
M-bub.
Just coming around like, pat me, pat me, pat me, pat me. We should attach that spider video. Do you remember, like, the girl was like, spiders don't talk.
Gizzle spider said, pups?
Yeah, they're little web puppies. But, and they were like, and the girl was like, spiders, or Google says spiders can't talk to us. But it turns out that's not true.
Oh, and she's like, yeah, it seems like they respond to my voice and whatnot.
It's like, you're gorgeous. And the spider's like, thank you. And then and then the girl's like, you're gorgeous. And he's like, thank you. And then he's like, and then the spider like raises his like front arms. And he's like, uppies.
Yeah, he's like, I can jump now?
Yeah.
All right.
It's very cute.
So next couple sections, we're going to talk about the kinds of dogs that they use, mm-hmm, the forces that use military working, mm-hmm, dogs, and then the training that they go through.
Yeah.
Sound good?
Yep.
All right. All right. Kinds of dogs. What kind of dogs do they use for military working dogs?
Belgian Malinois.
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 Yeah. And then the other ones that kind of look similar to the Belgian Malinois.
German Shepherd.
German Sheps. German Shep dogs.
Sheepies. And then, Golden Retriever, Labrador Retriever.
Yep.
And Labradoodle? No, Labrador Poodle.
No.
Is that even a type of dog? I don't
know. Yeah, So the most common is German Shepherds and Belgian Malinois.
The actual most common is Belgian Malinois.
And they're good for their great size. They're 2 times as fast as humans. They have great energy, strength, courage, intelligence, and then
all the good stuff. Yeah, packed in one.
And then, like we said, also like the smell and the hearing is good.
Great.
We didn't actually mention hearing. We mentioned smell, but the other ones that they use, definitely Labrador Retrievers, Golden Retrievers, and then Dutch Shepherds, which I don't really know what they look like.
Nature update. A robin sitting on a fence.
Oh,
a
yeah.
A few meters away from me. He just flew off.
Was that a robin?
End of nature update. Doo-doo-doo.
Nature.
Yeah, nature update.
Nature. Yeah. And so then they also use terriers and beagles.
Yeah. Oh, for like... Those are what they are. Those are what the ones that I said, like, what are the small dogs that have, like, 120 to 30 million cells in their nose?
Oh, the terriers and beagles?
Yeah, yeah. There's, like, one at, like, an airport and, like, really cute.
So
she's really cute.
They definitely use them for their nose, for sure, for finding illegal drugs. And the Navy uses them.
For what?
Well, the Navy has ships and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And on ships, there's not a lot of space.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking for illegal things on ships, use a small dog
a
good nose.
I thought it was like an aircraft carrier.
Now, well, I mean, aircraft carriers are also, like, you know, have tight spaces as well. So they might even, I don't know. But I think it's more for, like, boarding other boats and checking. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, or like airplanes. After you get off the plane, airport security comes on.
Yeah.
And then they sniff for anything left behind or like illegal drugs that are left behind.
Do they after you get off the plane?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. And then they clean the plane and then rotate it and then go.
Is there a dog every time?
I don't know, but there's
or maybe just sometimes.
There's definitely police people.
Quality control.
Or like if there's something sus or if someone thinks it's something's a little sus and they report it to the police, they're like, let's go check it out with the dog.
Yeah. All right, so that was a short section. Let's just jump right into the next section. The forces. There are a bunch of forces that use these dogs, and I already mentioned Navy.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to give you a quiz. Quiz question. Okay. Trivia question.
Quiz.
What is the only... U.S. force, the U.S. division like I guess like military division mm-hmm. that does not use military working dogs. This is going to be a stumper.
I don't think it's SEALs.
No, so SEALs isn't really a division. They're like a smaller maybe like
Delta group. Force. Delta Force.
I'm talking like Navy.
Oh, Marines. I'm pretty sure use them. Air Force. You would think it's Air Force, but then like psychology. But then that's reverse psychology. I don't know. It's Air Force.
It's not. So Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, and Secret Service all use them.
Then what doesn't? Who deals in?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Space Force.
Oh my gosh.
Remember how they recently made the Space Force?
Who even cares about that? I don't get it.
I told you it was going to be a stumper.
It's not even on the list.
Like, it's on the list. It's not on your list, but it's on the list.
I was referring to like the 2014 Almanac. There was like an updated version, but I did this version.
You have outdated information.
But I didn't know.
You gotta upgrade your books.
Dang it!
That's good though. So Secret Service is kind of a cool one because CAT, right? And what's that stand for? Do you know?
The construction company.
No.
I know. It's.
CAT stands for Counter Assault Team.
CAT.
And they are the ones that actually will help, watch and monitor the U.S. president.
And you can literally see snipers on top of the White House if you go there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's creepy. They have, like, 50 caliber guns just propped up there just watching.
That's crazy.
I know.
And then last question in this area. How long do military working dogs work for? How long are they active serving?
Six years.
I have 10 years.
Okay, I was close.
That was close. 10 years, unless of course they are
wounded,
right, and need to be taken out.
Or whatever.
Yep. All right. So last part we're going to talk about today.
Today.
In this first. Section this mm-hmm. first episode of Military Working Dogs is going to be training. It's me, Parkour Bear, and I just wanted to tell you that I got these awesome new Parkour Bear shoes. Wow!
Yeah!
And they help me run and jump and do amazing cool flips.
Yeah! Flips not included. Batteries not included. Set sold out after 30 days.
So come on down to your local Target or Walmart and get my Parkour Bear shoes. Yeah!
Limited time. 100 or 500 in stock. All right, so training.
So we know where they do the training, right?
Lackland for the MBUBS.
MBUBS. That's Lackland Air Force Base in where?
I always forget this thing. Dang it.
Do you remember what state in the U.S. it is?
No, Carolina?
Nope.
Texas?
Texas. It's San Antonio, Texas. They train about 500 dogs a year.
That's a lot.
That is kind of a lot, right? If you think about it, U.S. has the hugest military and...
the hugest population of dogs, probably.
And based on just... we have the most amount of spending on military and per capita spending, too.
What's per capita?
Like, compared to how many people we have in the U.S., mm-hmm. we spend more money per person on the U.S., on the military, I believe.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, we do have a lot. We spend way too much on the military.
Big budget.
As cool as the military is and all the cool things and weapons that they have... I hate war, mm-hmm. and I think we spend too much money on military.
Money.
Way too much. So one thing that they do is that they tattoo the dogs with an ID number on the inside of their ear. Did you read about that?
I feel like I did.
Yeah.
Kind of like cattle, how they have like little earrings.
Yeah.
They should make it.
Or they like brand them.
Yeah, they brand like melt their...
they like burn their skin with a certain mark.
I feel like an ear piercing would be less painful
than tattooing.
Yeah.
Because
then they should make it more fancy than just a plain old like paperboard, like, sticker, like...
Well, maybe the ear piercing can rip out, and so they figured a tattoo would be less visible or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, so they work with handlers there. That's what, again, that's the training facility. So they work there for 11 weeks.
That's a lot.
And the dogs become really attached with the handlers. And Kai was saying that you think it's the same people, the handlers are the same people that go kind of into combat with the dogs.
Yeah, we can get a book from the library and update you on the next podcast.
We should look that up, yeah.
Yeah, we should definitely look that up.
Look that up. Let's do it. But that's what we think at this point, is that the handlers that train with them are then the same ones that go with that same dog into battle, or not battle, but at least into, war zones and whatnot. The handler is the one that completely cares for the dog.
Exactly.
Whoa. Nature update.
Ah, bro, the bees. Dang it. They're like so close to me.
These were the carpenter bees.
Carpenter bee bubs. Fuzzy butt bees.
That was definitely like a little fight.
Yeah. AKA fuzzy butt bees.
Fuzzy butt bees. So the handler completely cares for the dogs. They feed them, right? They groom them. Sometimes they even sleep with them. Did you see that in some of the books?
I think so. Just they were cute, like curled up.
You have like the soldier handler and then the dog sleeping in the same cot.
Oh, it's so cute.
Yeah. The handlers look out.
I saw that, I think.
The handlers look out for stress in the dogs. And then they often wind up adopting the dogs afterwards.
Cute.
After they serve.
Cute.
Right?
Cute.
Do you know what the training looks like?
I think they have like a balance test and like they like sniffing test and they have like night vision goggles, which we'll get into like the next video.
Well, it's not night vision, is it, for the dogs?
No, but they
but they definitely have goggles, right?
Doggles.
And so they go through like a physical exam, and there's also temperament tests, so that's like checking out to see if the dog is active. Maybe he's too sluggish, so then they kick him out. Or maybe he's like can't pay attention for long enough and they kick him out.
Yeah.
And then they also look for an attachment, a strong attachment to a toy, right? Because that's one of the key temperaments that they're looking for.
Like if you like you should always keep that. Like a rubber ball, like that same red or blue rubber ball in your backpack.
Yeah, and then they always like that one or something. Mm-hmm. And then just one side note is that Lachlan also started breeding puppies as well. And so they'll breed the puppies and then they will send them to a family that lives within 2 hours. The family then brings the dog in, I think, monthly for kind of checkups. Mm-hmm. But then the dog is supposed to be exposed to a lot of different, like, people and environments. Mm-hmm. And then the dog, after a while, the dog is pretty much brought back and then gone. That's when they start going through, like, that same...
That 11-week test.
Yeah, the 11 weeks and physical exam, temperament test, whatnot.
And then they can go into the, into the war zone, right?
Into the military, right? Yeah. At that point.
And then they can, after 10 years, they can come back, and then the handler and the family are best friends forever.
Yeah, yeah. That's like the best case scenario, mm-hmm. and it does often happen that way. And there's a high demand for getting these dogs after they retire.
These are so cute.
Yeah.
The puppies are especially.
Oh, yeah.
I want a puppy.
And so you can also, if you live close to San Antonio, the Lackland, what is it, Air Force Base?
If you're hearing this from San Antonio.
If you're within 2 hours of that base and you're okay to take on a dog and take, like, the monthly trips to do the checkups and whatnot.
Get a puppy.
If that dog winds up not being, you know, cut out for the military or even for the training, you're like first in line to be able to adopt that dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you get like the first choice to say like, yes, I want this dog.
Yes, exactly.
Whatever.
Um, So then what's their training look like? You were saying that they do like obstacle courses. Is that
yeah,
what you said?
Yeah.
There are definitely obstacle courses.
Oh, nature update.
Another nature update?
I saw like a bee climbing, which is really cool. I rarely see bees climbing.
Like walking up the fence?
Yeah. Vertically. That's pretty cool. All right. Doo-doo-doo.
Back to you, Dave. All right. So, there is also, so then after the physical exam, there's advanced training and certification.
What's certification?
To certify, to say, hey, this dog is good enough to be in the military.
And then temperament training and whatever, all that, all the good stuff.
Yeah. So a lot of what this training is using positive reinforcement. And do you know, you remember what this means, positive reinforcement?
No, I forget.
Positive means... that it doesn't mean good in this case. It means giving something.
Mm-hmm.
So you're giving a treat to reinforce the dog's good behavior or mm-hmm. something like mm-hmm. that. Or you're giving the dog a pat on the head because he laid down or came when you called
mm-hmm.
him,
mm-hmm.
right?
And then they build on that. Just like when we go to the squirrels and then put peanuts out.
Yeah.
They will come. Even when we go... They'll know.
That's another kind of psychology thing. Yeah, for sure.
What do you mean?
Psychology meaning like you learn a behavior
mm-hmm.
because of in response to something, mm-hmm. whether it's a treat mm-hmm. or us like using our mouth to call an animal.
Mm-hmm. Or reverse psychology, but then that's reversed back onto the psychology. So it's really it makes your brain hurt.
Too deep. All right, so the sniffing, they do sniffing. That's like the main thing that they really work on is, mm-hmm. and the sniffing starts with the Kong toy. Do you remember what the Kong toy is?
No.
It's like this oval looking, really sturdy rubber, and I think it's hollow. Mm-hmm. It's a toy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll play hide and seek with this thing.
Just go.
It doesn't squeak, no.
Aww.
No.
But that would have been the best if he had, like, a rubber ducky toy.
Yeah. Imagine if they, like, trained, like, military men with, like, squeaky toys.
They're like,
come on. Come on, Billy.
And then
Get the gun.
And then you see Billy, like, galloping, like, on all fours.
So while they're playing this hide and seek game, this is kind of where it starts.
Mm-hmm.
They also learn to open up drawers and open up doors to mm-hmm. find the treat.
Drawers and doors, baby. And then, so like, just like to find like weapons or like if you left your Uzi in your drawer.
Yeah, or if you're looking for drugs or any of the other things
that
the dog is sniffing for.
MIBs? No.
IEDs?
IEDs, not MIBs. Men in blacks.
Any men in blacks hiding in your drawers?
I don't think so.
And then they also work on biting. So do you remember the sleeve that they have?
That bite suit?
Yeah.
Bite suit.
Well, there's a bite suit, but there's also like a bite sleeve,
mm-hmm.
right? And the dogs are good enough that they're not attacking like the mm-hmm. whole person. I'm sure they train with both.
Mm-hmm.
But the bite.
What do you mean train with both?
They train with the bite suit for like go attack that guy.
Like ram him into the chest or something.
Yeah, whatever it is. But there's also just bite the arm training, mm-hmm. and that's a big one.
I wonder if it hurts.
Because they're working on. Well, that's. Yeah, I wonder if you feel like the harsh compression on your arm.
Or do you just feel like a squeeze, like a slight squeeze?
Right.
I don't know.
But you're not getting punctured for sure.
You're not bleeding.
But this is training the dogs to bite on command, but also training like working out their jaw muscles,
mm-hmm.
right?
And then I've seen dogs like running at full speed toward a person, and then the person that like. The dog like full on barrels the person over.
Knocks him over. Oh yeah. I don't want to be knocked over by a dog.
I don't either.
By a huge 150-pound
yeah,
military working dog.
I agree. I'm dib or wait what is it?
Dibs or
no?
No. Ditto.
Ditto.
Ditto. So then, because they're trying to like train the muscles and train the mind of the dog for biting, they will praise the dog for biting well, but they'll also give them that sleeve and say, hey, here's your treat, here's your reward, you get to go bite on it by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Like just go and
you get the sleeve now.
Sleeve?
The whole sleeve. They'll
really?
Give it to the dog, yeah.
Aw, that's cute. And then they can be like a trophy to make a little chirpy out of it.
Like, I wonder if the dog, like, shows it off. You know how a dog gets a present and then it, like, shows it off to other people?
Oh, do you remember the Instagram reel that you showed me, or the post? It was, like, the dog was, like, got a new bed, and he's like, yeah.
Oh, see? Yeah,
and
yeah.
He's like, really? For me?
For me?
And he's like, what's that sound? What's that sound?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, and then he goes in the corner of it and, like, digs or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Really cool.
So the dogs are trained, but guess what? The handlers are trained too. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Or did you read that?
No, but that seems to make sense.
It makes sense, right?
Yeah,
the handlers are trained for praise. They're trained like how to praise their dogs.
Mm-hmm. Like, good job.
And they're trained with a metal can so that the handlers have a metal can and that's like their dog, right? Okay. So they start with really rudimentary like equipment, I guess. Mm-hmm. A metal can, leash, and collar. And then I guess there's the trainer of the trainers, right? That like, has to teach them how to praise, like another person that works there that's saying, hey, you're praising well. Mm-hmm. You're praising your metal can well.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Right?
What if you added like legs and two googly eyes and like ears? That would be really cool.
Yeah, it's like, really basic. Job. Just like a metal can.
Well, I would like to have like a full-on dog toy.
I would love to have a stuffed animal dog toy
and
in that
like,
situation.
Good job.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I have a ton of stuffed animal dog toys. So what if we like drop them off and say like, here, you can use them for a
while. Here, you can start using these.
Yeah.
This one's name is Sparky, and this one's name is, and don't forget,
Snowy and Snippers.
And I packed your angry eyes
just in case. Jinx.
Okay, so then there's also, so that's all the training, but there's also specialized search dogs, SSDs. They're like the top of the top, the best of the best of the best.
Sir.
They are most intensively trained M-dubs.
M-bubs. They're probably for like the Secret Service, like the captain.
They will search off leash for explosives.
Oh yeah, those guys. Those are probably like in the Delta Force.
We watched a movie with a military working dog. Do you remember that?
Oh yeah.
And he definitely was searching off leash.
Definitely. So he was probably top of the top.
He was definitely an SSD.
It was like Gerald or something. That was the name.
Barky.
Barky? Barkus. Rufus.
Okay, so some other things that just come to mind right now. Some things that I have left. They get used to being lowered from a helicopter, again, from their harness.
Oh, yeah.
They get used to hearing gunshots, mm-hmm. because obviously a gunshot is really loud. It could spook an animal.
Mm.
So they have to get used to that.
Mm-hmm. I saw like a picture of a handler like shooting like a pistol or something. Or like right next to
the dog.
Yeah, like they were like hunkered behind like a little
like bunker. on a shooting range.
Yeah,
right?
And the dog was like right next, like curled up and he was like.
Yeah.
Pew, pew, pew.
And even after they're certified and whatnot, there are yearly testing.
Mm-hmm, to make sure they're still, like, tip-top shape.
Tip-top shape.
Tippy-toppy-toppy-toppy-toppy.
That's right. And I think they also go through, like, psychology-type tests to make sure that they're not, so that they don't have, like, post-traumatic stress disorder from, mm-hmm. like, too many bombs going off or being, like, heightened stress.
Frightened too much.
Yeah, because that does affect dogs in many of the same ways it affects soldiers.
But that's why it's good having a dog, and the dog is good having a handler.
And they can be together.
And pet each other.
Be best friends.
BFFs forever.
The bestest.
Of the bestest of the bestest.
All right, so that's training. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was our first episode on military working dogs. We're going to have one more, and we're going to cover things like the gear that they use, like you were saying, doggles.
Little booties.
History of military working dogs, mm-hmm. some of the tales and the great conquests mm-hmm. of military working dogs.
Tall tales, really tall treats.
Tall tales means that they're like actually fake.
Oh, really?
Like, it's a made-up story.
Oh, okay. Tall tales.
So these are short tales.
Okay, short tales.
And then a little bit about, like, rehab, mm-hmm. rehabilitation. So that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Anything else, Kai?
Parker Bear, say bye. Bye! He's going to do a sick flip.
Sick flip.
Three, two, one. backed up, trip, quintuple backflip to arm
hang. Fat tail.
To arm hang, and then another backflip off.
Good job, Woo. Parkour Bear. Must have been those Yay. Awesome shoes that you have.
I know. 500 and stop. You heard me.
All right.
Shaggy, say bye. She doesn't have eyes, so she just uses her ears and no legs. So
she and
just,
she waves.
She just uses her ears and waving.
All right, if you guys have any questions or comments or ideas for upcoming podcasts, feel free to reach out to us. We're at unschoolingwithkai, K-A-I.
At gmail.com.
Yep. And we'll see you next time.
Yep. All right, Shaggy, say bye. Bye! Oh my gosh, Parkour Bear fall.
See you, dudes.
Parkour Bear,
dudes
say bye.
Dudes and dudettes.
Bye!